Upbeat now, which is council services.
Thank you. We did some work in 27 around council services, and that was built on work we'd done earlier when we surveyed people. And we specifically looked at three areas, and that's coordination of services, travel, and urgent assistance when people become unwell. So the report was published last year, and we made some recommendations. And we have the updates, responses here, contained within the papers. One thing that we are concerned about is particularly the urgent assistance. So one thing that really concerned people was when they became unwell, they have to go to A&E. So there was no streamlined pathway onto a ward or to see a clinician. Lots of people were sent to A&E to be triaged, and then they have a long wait potentially, and particularly if their immune system is compromised, it can present risks to their health. So that was quite concerning to people. And that's the one thing that's not really been addressed that is our biggest concern in here.
Thank you. I'd just like to respond on all the actions, because there's been a lot of progress on behalf of the Trust and Partners during the time that we've received the report. Just to build on the letter that I wrote. But since we received the report, we've actually set up a cancer steering group, and we will be reviewing where exactly we are in detail, which actually next month we have watched. Are invited to attend that. We're very keen to look at how responsive we are around, particularly with our tertiary partners, as well how we rapidly respond and ensure that we have transfers made within 24 hours. So again, we've picked up on that quite early. I think it goes on to some of the comments in the earlier discussion around actually, how do we coordinate and how do we communicate when's the right time? We're very fortunate that we have some very good cancer nurse specialists. We need very heavily with Macmillan nurses as well to look at actually ensuring that there is that personal contact with patients, particularly when they do get through that period of actually the shock and then actually having a series of questions that they need answering. So we also put together a coordination of patient partnership group to not only learn from what patients' concerns are being raised, but also what partners are picking up, particular GPs and other specialty areas as well. So again, just to make sure we've got that constant touching base, picking up those key things. I think building on Joe's concern around that rapid response when patients become unwell. It is a national requirement that patients do present to ED for them, even when they're becoming unwell, and that's to ensure that we're actually triaging them and ensuring that they're actually getting the best clinical care. One of the benefits of some of the changes that we talked about earlier was having same-day emergency care, having that rapid response through our ambulatory area. That's the area we expect those patients rapidly triage to do and to get the right response from the clinical specialists they actually require. So very much know that and that's how we're responding now, and that's been the train about ambulatory care being established within the second unit for a number of months. So we absolutely thank Joe and team around what they've put together, and this is the continued dialogue on trying to improve our cancer services as we go forward.
Right, thank you for that. Are there any questions? We have to go accept that. So we'll just keep monitoring this. Thank you for that.